The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves here. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. We'll give you the phone numbers and the Skype here in moments. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
Lots of interesting stuff to talk about tonight. Sports Authority going out of business. Also, Baltimore police shoot a 13-year-old boy holding a replica gun. We can talk about those things. Plus, there's a pretty shocking court case, or at least what might be shocking to some of our listeners, Mark, that you're going to share with us out of Michigan regarding the right to an education. This is what we're promised, we're told, is that, this is one of the reasons you have a government, is so the children can be educated. Don't you care about our future? We have to have the children being educated by the government because someone's got to take care of society.
Right. Well, that's the suggestion, that if you're against government schools, that somehow you're against education generally, and that you want poor people specifically to get, worse educations. Now, it doesn't take too long to sort of start thinking about this to realize, well, that just doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. But that's what we're inculcated to believe. I mean, I've talked to a neighbor of mine who's about as staunch a Republican as you can get, and I suggested the ideas of just doing away with the town school, and he said, "Well, who's going to educate the children?" Like, that was the question. It never said,
because no one cares about the kids except government, not the parents or the neighbors or loved ones. Only the government could possibly care enough to educate children.
Really, what government schools are indoctrination centers. They're middle class welfare babysitting government program day prisons, essentially, and that's what they're designed to do. Learning. I have a homeschool. I have an unschooled kid. We don't spend that much time sort of on lessons and those kind of things, because I believe that you learn in day-to-day life. And it's working. My kid's as educated as any kid in his grade. And he's never been to school. He's never been to any kind of academic classrooms. Not once.
Did he go to, like, a summer school or something like that?
He went to a nursery. He went to, a morning thing where they went and they read some stories and walked in the woods and molded some stuff with some beeswax. But
not your typical Prussian-based school system.
Right. Kids aren't sitting at desks with pencils in their hands being told, "Now you shall learn this." And, it's just, you're not going to learn, you're not going to retain things that you're not that interested in retaining, ultimately. I've forgotten more from high school than I could ever possibly remember.
Remember to raise your hand before you speak.
Right. And how much of it is just learning how to use, learning how to respond to bells and these kind of things?
Sure. It's obedience
training. I think the most valuable thing I learned from school was being on time. And I think that's, it's really valuable. But other than that, it's just like, what can you put up with? What kind of crap can you put up from all these other people? And, the fact is, you've got to put up with a lot. Going on with the story.
The story is a court decision that may be surprising to, let's say, newer listeners of the show.
Yeah, this is out of ChicagoDefender.com, Detroit. A blow to school children statewide. Michigan Court of Appeals ruled on November the 7th. This is state court. The state of Michigan has no legal obligation to provide a quality public education to students in struggling Highland Park School District. So, if I would ask you, dear listener, this isn't just about Michigan or Detroit or Highland Park, but if the state of Michigan's appellate court doesn't believe that the state of Michigan has an obligation to provide a quality education to one particular school in Michigan, is there any government school that there's a mandate for them to provide a quality education?
The answer is no.
No, there's not. You're a fool to think there is. Like, yes, they stole your money And they've done it for years through property taxes to fund their schools. But they don't believe that they have an obligation to provide you with a quality education. Because you are a dope. That's why.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because people just sit around and the vast majority of the population.
You can't fight City Hall.
Well, fine. Don't fight City Hall.
Well, that's why people sit around. They believe that it's hopeless to do anything about it.
I'd go in there. I'd go to City Hall with this. You know, when was the last time anybody listening to my voice has been to a city council or school board meeting?
It's a good question. Probably very seldom or never.
And I know why. Because it doesn't do any good.
That's right. Yeah.
Ultimately, it doesn't do any good. So, I mean,
you got to pay what they say to pay, or they steal your home from you, and then they give you whatever they darn well feel like. If they give you a crap can education, you have no recourse.
Right. I mean, you know, 85% of the public is sending their kids to these government schools, and they defend them, Ian. The vast majority will say, well, our school is one of the best. Well, where are all these bad schools? You know, where are they? I just don't know. This is, to me, the most important, most pivotal issue when it comes to liberty, because A,
what specifically?
Government education schools.
Okay.
Government schools specifically, because so much, most of my tax money goes to government schools, schools that I've never sent my kid to. My kid, his education dollars are being stolen from him by people who are listening to this radio right now. They're stealing that money and giving it to other people's kids. It's evil. And if I get sound passionate, it's because I am.
Hmm.
Then they use these schools to indoctrinate the kids into government worship.
That's right.
The most important of which is, we can't possibly not have government schools, otherwise the poor people won't get a quality education, even though the government says that they aren't provided a quality education.
They don't have any obligation. And this sort of rings similar to some of the other court decisions regarding criminal protection. There have been multiple Supreme Court, national level Supreme
Sure.
Court decisions that have said that the government has no obligation to protect you either. So not only do they have no obligation to provide you with basic protection services like policing, or, you know, protecting you from violent acts, you know, they might, but they don't have an obligation to. There's no liability for them if they don't provide you with the protection service that you were expecting to receive when you called 911, when your family was being attacked or whatever was going on. Sorry, if the police don't show up, you can't sue them. There's no liability. And this has been decided time and time again. So this is a very similar case, what you're citing here. Now, it's only Michigan level, but still, it's, I think, something that would probably hold up in all the courts around the country is that, yes, we can take whatever we want from you, but no, you don't have any kind of quality guarantee. Sure, we'll give you an education, whatever that means, meaning a room for your kids to show up to and sit in for 8 hours a day until we say they cannot show up and sit in the room anymore after 13 years, and then we'll let them out into the real world, which isn't really that different.
Well, I mean, and when they get out of the real world, all their desire for education in many cases has been sucked out of them.
Sure.
To me, the worst thing about traditional school, and I'm not just talking about government schools in this area, I went to a private school and a government school, both. And the worst thing is that what you're, as a student in one of these schools, you're disenfranchised from your own ability to learn. And if you'll think about it, if you think about moving up in your career or whatever, you immediately think, I got to go someplace and have somebody teach me something. Well, that's ridiculous. You've got the sum total of human information sitting in front of you on your laptop, on your smartphone. And you're going to pay some old person that wasn't successful in that line of work to teach you how to do it?
Who probably doesn't have a smartphone.
It's absolutely insane. Education at this point is at your fingertips, and you can learn whatever you want to learn on a YouTube video. Start at Google, and if that doesn't work for you, go to YouTube. It's all right there. You don't need these people. Education can be done at home far better than it can be done in these schools. These are, and I'm going to repeat myself, government welfare, middle-class government welfare babysitting services in the form of day prisons. These kids have to go. They have to sit there. They respond to these bells, and they receive terrible educations. And the worst case is that they're disenfranchised from their own education. Mm. They walk away without the ability to critically think. If they've taught them one thing, teach them how to critically think. If they taught them two things, give them, you know, put them down in front of a computer and say, every time they say they want to, you know, have a question about something, look it up.
You can join us here. Share your thoughts. 855-453. Are there any quotes in there from the actual decision? I'm curious. This court decision. We'll maybe dig in a little deeper. Also take your calls and thoughts. Did you know that there was no obligation to provide you with any kind of quality education or to provide your children with that? Well, surprise. That's what the court's saying in Michigan. 855-453 is the toll-free number. And what are you going to do about it? 855-450-3733 or Skype in at lrn.fm.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us on the radio. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. At Skype, username LRN.FM. More coming up about the court decision in Michigan saying there's no obligation to provide you with a quality education at all. If it's crappy education, that's what you get from the government. We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts. Bring up anything.
Are you fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C.? Do you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force? Then Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar at TrumpDollar.us. You got to see him to believe him, hair and all. TrumpDollar.us. I got a little bit of pushback on the Trump dollars here. One of our listeners was just surprised that we would advertise the Trump dollar, but I got to say,
I was surprised too. I'll admit.
A lot of our listeners are interested in Donald Trump as a less distasteful option than the other people running for office. So I thought, there you go, TrumpDollar.us.
All right, let's continue here. You can bring up what you want. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yes. Do you know what May Day is?
Yes. Isn't it a communist holiday or something? Like a workers' holiday?
No, it's just
not exactly communist. It's just Labor Day in a lot of countries, such as Spain, which is not exactly a communist country, but it's Labor Day.
But isn't it a day when a bunch of union people and socialists get out into the streets and, sort of advocate for more socialism? Doesn't that happen on May Day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, if you're piloting an airplane and you're in distress and you call help me in French, that's M'AIDEZ, but nobody cares how you spell that when you're calling for help over the radio. So it's Mayday as a single word. And that's
about that.
Mayday means help, is simply French for help me. Speaking of which, we all know how much those lines on the map mean a lot to bureaucrats. Well, if a flight lands at Los Angeles Airport and the passengers don't get out because the flight attendant put poison in all of their drinks coming from Colombia, and they can't know which ones were poisoned over Costa Rica and which ones were poisoned over Guatemala and which ones were poisoned over which Mexican state, it's all California. California has jurisdiction over any – this is the way the bureaucrats do it. When the plane lands – they claim jurisdiction over any crimes that were committed in that flight. And, in fact, a few months ago, a flight was diverted to Kenya and made an emergency landing because of a perceived bomb threat. And whoever it gets arrested or suspected under the standards in Kenya gets busted, and brought up.
Interesting. So the destination of a plane or wherever it is the plane touches down is where the laws begin to apply for what happened in flight? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's how they do it, because otherwise, how would you prosecute a flight attendant who put poison in everybody's drinks? You don't know which ones were poisoned going over Panama and which ones were poisoned going over Nicaragua.
Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight.
I never even considered how I would prosecute a flight attendant who killed a bunch of people on a flight from Bolivia to San Francisco. But now that I have, it makes perfectly good sense that the place that they landed would have to do would be in jurisdiction.
Yeah, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, presuming that's true. 855-450-FREE, and it sounds plausible. 855.
It sounds highly plausible.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. We can continue. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We go to Sarah, listening in New Mexico, to Kiva in Albuquerque. Hello, Sarah. You're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Sarah?
Yes. Are you on now? Yes.
Yep. I think we had a little delay in our phone systems. Go ahead there, Sarah.
Yes. I just wanted to let people know about the bovine growth hormones as a BGH. And it's been my issue trying to ban these forever. And, our local dairy is called...
What is it? What is a bovine growth hormone? I know we've heard about them. They're supposedly... I remember hearing that they're making young people grow up sooner physically or whatever than they otherwise would, or at least that's a rumor.
Right, that's good. What it is, it's a female growth hormone. It makes the female cows produce, supposedly, like, produce more milk a lot faster. But what happens is that it affects our girls, like you were saying, that our school kids wind up getting too much of these female hormones, and they wind up menstruating, like, way before they're supposed to, like 8 or 9.
Now, has that been proven? You know, has that been something that has scientifically studied and been duplicated? Not that you would necessarily know, but just sort of asking the universe.
Well, can I tell you my personal experience? I started my cycle when I was 9 years old. I could be a testament to that, and I don't know if that's normal.
Well, how old are you, if I might ask?
Right now, I'm 47.
So were they using the bovine growth hormone 40 years ago?
That's correct. The organic hormone-free milk, the BGH-free milk, has been a recent thing where the Walmart and Albertsons, all the stores, they carry it, even including Walmart. They have organic and Shamrock Dairy that does not use BGH. And so, I have a success story in the fact that, you know, the Queensland Dairy, I remember it had BGH up to like 5 years ago or 3 years ago, and that supplied New Mexico milk, and they banned it. So the bottle actually says it's actually, they're from Dallas, Texas, but they supply all of New Mexico. So then I could taste the difference in that milk. Because
you can taste a hormone?
Can you explain the difference in the taste?
Well, you know, the ones that the regular milk that's not, that has the, well, it has an awful taste to it. You just want to, it's just awful. You put it in your mouth and you swallow it. You just want to regurgitate it all back up. That's how it tastes like.
Well, I've had lots of milk, and I'm about the same age as you are, and I didn't get to, I wasn't hearing about the hormones of the milk until maybe as early as the 90s, so I wasn't expecting.
According to Wikipedia, in 1937, the administration of BST, which is another term, bovine somatotropin, which is also known as bovine growth hormone, or BGH, the administration of BST was shown to increase the milk yield in lactating cows by preventing mammary cell death in dairy cattle. Until the 1980s, there was very limited use of the compound in agriculture, as the sole source of the hormone was from bovine cadavers. During this time, the knowledge of the structure and function of the hormone increased. So it wasn't until, it says here, until the 1980s, and if you're 47 now, Sarah, that would have put you at, she's slightly older than you, Mark.
Yeah,
so.
she hit 9 years old before
the 80s.
1980, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you were wrong about that, Sarah, but that doesn't mean they're bad or good or whatever. I'm not passing judgment on it, but you say you want it banned. If anyone else wants to, thanks for the call. If anyone else wants to weigh in, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. I think you should be able to decide for yourself what you put in your body and not have some government do it for you. But share your thoughts.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live and the Live Sunday edition. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mother's Day right around the corner here. That's just about a week away. It is now time for you to place your orders at Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com. Now, you can guarantee delivery on any date you want. It doesn't have to come on Mother's Day, so it's up to you when you want this delivered.
I'd do it the Friday before if she's still working. And that way, well, she gets them at work.
Send them to the workplace.
Yeah, it makes it that much more important.
That way everyone else can ooh and ah. And, of course, then it would be frustrating because she'll want to share them with everyone, and you'll... You don't want to send her a small order.
She tries one of them.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the thing. But people are going to want to share these things because they're so delectable.
They're going to want their own, and then they can find out about coupon code FTL.
That's right. If you go to berries.com at berries.com, click the microphone in the top right, type in code FTL, you'll get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or you can double the berries for just $10 more. They're huge fresh, juicy, delicious strawberries, the best of the best strawberries, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, signature swizzles, of course, dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. You really can't beat this for a Mother's Day present. Your mom's unique, so give her a gift as unique as she. Berries.com.
Excellence. Give her an excellent gift, because it's a moment of pure, unadulterated joy.
FTL's the code you use when you click the microphone in the top right corner at B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Berries.com for Sherry's Berries for this coming Mother's Day. All right, so Mark, you had started the show out tonight with a story out of Michigan. An appeals court, I believe it was, within the state, has ruled that the state of Michigan has no obligation, local governments have no obligation to provide you with a quality education. Now, they're obligated to provide you with a room in which to send your kids to sit for 8 hours a day with some sort of appearance of education going on. But that doesn't mean it has to be any good.
Right. It says here an appeals court ruled that the state of Michigan has no legal obligation to provide a quality public education to students in struggling Highland Park School District. A 2-1 decision reversed an earlier court ruling that there is a broad, compelling state interest in the provision of an education to all children. I don't know what state interest is. The appellate court said that the state has no constitutional requirement to ensure school children actually learn fundamental skills such as reading, but rather is obligated only to establish and finance a public education system, regardless of quality. So I would say this is true. There is no way that you can mandate somebody learn to read. And if your institution hasn't fallen into such sort of psychological disrepair, and that's what I think is going on in government school systems, I really believe that they've got this institutional conversation that's built up over the course of decades. They're not that old in human history. And basically the conversation is school is uncool, it's stupid, it's awful to be here. And I imagine that's more true for some classrooms than it is for others. But kids just hate it there. Only school can destroy a kid's love of learning. Because children are born to learn. They love learning. As long as it's the thing they want to learn. And, of course, that's the thing you want to teach them. I mean, you know, at our household, sure, it was really, really, really awesome when my son wanted to learn about the planets. And he delved into them deep and drew lots of pictures of them and learned the facts and knew how many moons that Jupiter had and all that stuff. When he wanted to learn about Minecraft, it was a little more challenging for me.
Why?
Well, because I don't find that to be as valuable of a skill. Right? I can imagine him making a living being an astrophysicist or something. I can't imagine him making a living being a Minecraft player. But then I realized, you know,
what if he programs the next Minecraft?
You never know. I don't know the answer.
I mean, the people who are making video games probably grew up playing them. I highly doubt anyone who's making video games did not play them as a kid.
But here's what really changed my mind. When he sat down and started reading to the government school kids that he plays with, that's really, you know, I mean, my son reads to them.
Meaning they can't read? Or that...
I mean, I don't know how to tell you what they can read and what they can't read, but because we started with the baby reading kit so early, he's never had it in his mind that he can't read.
Gotcha.
You know, certainly he would prefer that we sit down and read with him. We read one comic book a day. So I'll buy these compilations of Marvel comics and stuff. We're doing Planet Hulk right now, and it's awesome if you haven't read it. And, you know, yeah, I mean, that's an important point in the day for him is to get me, go in the bedroom, put on the reading glasses, and read Planet Hulk to him. He's really excited about that. But he takes that love of reading and he transmits it to these other kids. So he reads this stuff. And sometimes he'll find a word he can't read. Just, you know, makes up a noise and keeps going. And I think that's fine, you know.
I can get it from the context.
You can. He absolutely does get it from the context. I you know, and one of the things about playing video games is I play one, and he likes to read the sort of the diction in between. It's a Marvel game, and obviously he's, you know, compelled by the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, he wants that. He gets the story. He understands the story, even though he reads it. He likes the way I read better because I do some characterization and things like that as I do different voices. And
that makes it more fun.
The cadence that I read at is more normalized than him. You know, he's just his high little pitched voice, and he reads, you know, each word one at a time. But either way, he gets it when he's reading it. His comprehension's there. I ask him about what he just read and what the story was about, and he can rattle it all back. It's because it's important to him. If it's important, they understand it. If it's not important to them, they're never going
to
learn it.
Let's go to Mary. She's on the line in Illinois. You can also join us here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Mary. You're on Free Talk Live.
With the teachers, you know, my mom was a private Catholic school teacher for 42 years. I taught for 2 years. The kids need to be in the school, and that's why the principals do evaluations. The parents do. That's when they need to step in, and they need to say something, okay, because some of those teachers have been in there so long, they don't even want to be there anymore. And when it gets to that point, that's time for the teacher to go. Okay?
Yeah, but they can't get fired for the most part. I mean, once they've been in there for a certain period of time, they have tenure, and they basically can't get fired. They'd have to rape somebody in order to get fired.
But you can still bring the attention to it, and I bet you that principal or another teacher will be sitting in the back of that room every day until that teacher does start doing what her job is.
No way.
Okay.
I think she's right that if you're more active, that the more active role that you play in your kids' education, the better off you're going to be.
That's true, you're not going to get the teacher fired.
But at least you'll bring some attention. Then hopefully the next class that's coming in, either she will be gone or then they've had put it in her.
This is something that everybody has encountered at their school, which is the bad teacher, like the worst of the worst. I mean, all of them are on a sort of a spectrum, some better than others, but there's always the really bad teacher. And everybody in the school knows who it is. They know how awful they are. Their parents are aware. Complaints have been made, and nothing's ever done about it. I encountered it when I was in school, and it happened in more than one school. And I know other people who've had these situations before. So it doesn't hurt to, put in a complaint, but don't get your hopes up.
Half of your parents, honestly, can barely add 2 + 2.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice when you go to the grocery store, the cashier, if she's already closed her, she don't know how to count back the change or minus it to give it to you? You know, my friend grew up here. She went back to Japan. They sent her two years of school back because that's how more smarter the kids are there than here. And this is the United States. Okay, so it's time to, teachers are supposed to be there. I did it because it's what I wanted to do. My mother would be on the phone free. She would tutor kids, everything. She never charged anybody a dime because it's something she wanted to do. If them teachers are to the point where they hate, they're miserable, then they do need to go.
I agree with you there. Thank you. I just don't have any hope that that'll work. Thank you, Mary, for your call tonight. Absolutely, a bad teacher should not be teaching students. But because you're forced to pay for the system, if they keep the bad teacher on staff and then they assign your kid to their classroom, good luck. You might be able to transfer them out of the class into another class if you're lucky, into a different teacher's class. But you're not going to get that teacher fired. They're going to ruin a bunch of kids' education in their tenure.
And since government bureaucrats are paid about 30% higher than people in the private market, the people that don't want to be there anymore, they feel trapped by the higher pay and the better benefits, so they never move on.
I'd like to hear if anybody out there listening is a teacher or was a teacher, an administrator at a school.
Like that.
Tell me about the bad teachers and how they're just stuck there. It's Free Talk.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. We invite you to the website. You can get interactive over there, freetalklive.com. The podcast is normally available. We are having some difficulty with our podcast provider, with the folks that serve out the files.
Really?
There's been a problem in the last 24 hours. They are aware of it. They're working to fix it. So if you've been frustrated by not being able to download the podcast, you can just click and download directly from the front page of the website. We've got the archives are there in a little player at the top of the page. When you go to freetalklive.com on our main page, and then you can click in and download any one of those directly. So sorry for the inconvenience, but there's always more than one way to get Free Talk Live into your ears, whether it's a direct download, a podcast download, live streams. We've got all of those things. Also, radio stations as well. So plenty of different ways. Satellite signal. We've got plenty of different ways for you to listen to Free Talk Live. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can start there. As we continue, hear more about the Michigan decision, which this decision could very easily be extrapolated out and applied to any school district anywhere in the country. And maybe it eventually will be if it's appealed up high enough. But the decision is that the government doesn't owe anyone a quality education. They can give you whatever kind of crappy education they want to, and they'll take as much money from you as they want to in order to provide it. And so you're welcome to share your thoughts here. We were talking about teachers. We had a lady call in expressing frustration with shiftless, lazy teachers who, you know, just aren't getting the job done. She feels like they need to go. I got you. I agree. But unfortunately, because you can't pull your money from the government schools, means you really don't have any control. You can go and complain. You can go to the PTA meetings. You can go to the administration. You can file whatever kind of official complaints that you want to. You can go to the media and make a stink about it. But ultimately, there's nothing, there's no real mechanism for you to actually affect the employee status at that school.
Right. The suggestion is that they work for you, right? Like the government bureaucrats.
They call themselves public servants.
Right. But act like you're the boss and just see how far it goes.
Yeah. They'll kick you out of the school.
Right. And you'll see that this is true is in the public sector, in the private sector, you'll find that about 6% of businesses have unions. In the public sector, you'll find that about 60% of government employees are unionized.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that means that the bosses have less control in that area.
And the teachers are one of the strongest unions. Let's go to August. He's in New Mexico, listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hello, August. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there.
You guys had some interesting questions, and I wanted to basically clarify a few things.
Sure.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, no problem.
The first thing that you guys said that was it should be just clarified is there is no tenure. That doesn't exist in most states, certainly
really?
Not the state that I work in. So, yeah, it's just like a little bit of, you know, misinformation here and there, and it's not a very good conversation unless it's being accurate. And
sure,
at this
sure.
point, it's not. It's
Can you explain it to us? Why it's so difficult?
Why have we always been told there is tenure? Tenure's
usually
because
for college.
There used to be tenure. There used to be tenure maybe, you know, 20 years ago, and slowly and surely states are getting rid of tenure. And right now, actually, and I think you probably, if you've been paying attention, you know this, at least in my state, because I'm one of the states on the line here, teachers have really been under attack as far as from the top down, trying to make all these qualifications. Kids have to pass certain tests, and, you know, for better or worse, it's been difficult. The problem isn't necessarily that the teachers aren't being held up, except there's no accountability anywhere else in the system.
Agreed.
There's no accountability at the top. First and foremost, I mean, if a bad teacher is there, the real problem is the administrator. But we don't talk about it like that.
Do you, again, there are bad teachers, there are bad administrators.
Right.
But the sort of the difficulty here is that the average person, not the teachers, but the person, the taxpayer, we've got no control in this system. Whether or not I send my kid to school and I don't send my kid to government school, I still have to pay for it. The money comes
that's
out of
true.
His education, and that's really what's messed up here. Because monopolies, as a teacher, you know,
but you
monopolies.
The purpose of it. The purpose of it is to make an informed, you know, public so that we don't end up in some sort of
has that succeeded? You've had 100 years. Have you succeeded?
I haven't had 100 years. I've had 7.
Government school has had 100 years. How's it doing?
My state hasn't even been a state for 100 years.
Do you think it had government school before that?
No, it did not.
Well, I'm telling you that government schools have existed, and besides your state, we know there are 50 states, and government schools are generally doing about the same in all of them, right?
My state is on the bottom of the list, so I can continue to go on about some of the problems.
Well, let's look right now. I mean, in the United States, you've got a political contest between.
We should hold the teachers accountable, like you're saying, and we should hold the administrators accountable. But here's where the real accountability is lacking. It's at the very top of the people creating the programs that are ruining the schools. There's no accountability for the governors. There's no accountability for people who just pass these things helter-skelter. And then they go ahead and, you know, like you said, money-wise, they're giving out massive amounts of money to corporations for all sorts of educational services that aren't working. But there's no accountability on that end. It's one way. And there's also no accountability on the students. So if the student fails the test, it's nothing off the student's back. They'll get a second chance. The teacher will get punished. But no one else will get punished in the whole system. If everyone had accountability in the system, then we could maybe see a radical shift where people would start caring about the system. And I also disagree that you have no control over what's going on at your school. As a parent, you do actually have quite a bit of influence.
How's that?
And if you're not able to exert your influence, most administrators are scared. You know, one thing they're scared of is lawsuits. You threaten a lawsuit, you get your way in a public school, basically. So you do have more, because that's their number one nightmare. And basically, my school system, they don't even try to fight them. They just pay off lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit.
Hmm.
But notice that no one is held accountable in the system at all except for the teachers. Now, That's how many. So I wanted to address that.
I think this
question
is great advice, but I want to interject something here. So my problem with the government school in my area isn't that what it teaches and what it doesn't teach or how it teaches my kid or anything like that. It's that it exists. It's that I've got to pay for it. And I can't – a lawsuit isn't going to do me any good at all to be able to solve that problem. Because really what's happening there is parents in my town are stealing from me to give to their kids. And that's evil and wrong. And there's nothing that a lawsuit's going to do about it because the government's going to, as a monopoly, is going to continue to provide, well, frankly, the worst school in our district, the worst school in that geographic area they're going to make me pay for. And that's what they do in every district. They make you pay for the worst school around, and then they say, if we don't have it, then the poor kids won't get education. Well, for God's sakes, if we want to educate poor kids, let's make everybody pay for their own classes and then provide scholarships on a need basis. That would do a far better job because then we'd have schools that are competing against each other. Competition
is that brings some accountability,
that
right?
That has worked for millennia to provide better customer service, but for some reason we think that socialism is going to work okay with schools.
I mean, you got an opinion there. And
hey, August, thanks for the info on the tenure. That is news to me, and I appreciate the heads up. And thanks for the call and the perspective. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Story from back in 2014, just to back him up here, is that in California, which is one of the places where teachers' union is probably the strongest, the California judge ruled that the state's tenure protections for public school teachers are unconstitutional. Students who sued the state argued the tenure policies denied their right to a quality education. Of course, as we've now discovered in Michigan, there is no right to a quality education. But nonetheless, the California judge did rule that the state's tenure protections are unconstitutional. Superior Court Judge Rolf True struck down three laws saying they offer teachers job security at the expense of many students. Elizabeth Vergara and her sister Beatrice are two of the students who brought the complaint, a year apart in age. They attend the same Los Angeles area high school. The sisters told the NewsHour this spring that when they were in middle school, they both sat through a history class that was taught by the same ineffective teacher. The plaintiff said he would just be at his desk, like just using his computer or sleeping. I didn't even learn anything. Like I was getting behind, she says. In 2012, they joined with seven other California students to file suit against the state, saying their education suffered because teacher and tenure laws prevented schools from acting in their best interest. Teachers are eligible, or were, in California for tenure after 18 months. The students sought to get rid of that and other laws, including seniority protections and dismissal procedures they say allow poorly performing teachers to stay in the classroom. But attorneys for the state and the teachers union told the judge the laws are key to recruiting and retaining a skilled teaching force and were meant to ensure that educators aren't dismissed unfairly. Fourth grade teacher Kelly Omoto considers that due process protection critical. She says, quote, because I speak out very frequently about resources being brought to our district for lowering class sizes, and if I'm vocal and then someone doesn't like what I'm saying, then I can be let go for that. And I don't think that's fair. So some teachers are saying they need the tenure to protect themselves from being attacked by administrators within the system.
Tenure was put in place for a reason, too. I think that deck chair should go over here. No, the deck chair should go over there. This system sucks. Tenure doesn't matter.
So that's a good point. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. California is not the only state eliminating tenure, though. You can join us here, hour number two on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...